content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
And welcome to Spiritually Raw. We are super excited to be with you today, and we have a really great guest that you're going to love. Before we get started, though, I just really want to take a moment and thank everybody for tuning in on the YouTube, on Patreon, and connecting with us on Twitter, and also on our Facebook group. You can find us at Facebook.com/groups/Spiritually Raw. Everybody's been really supportive, and we are so appreciative and so grateful that we're able to connect with all of you and bring awesome guests with invaluable information, especially with all the stuff, all the current events that are going on right now. Everybody has questions, and we're trying to get all those questions answered. And if you have anything specific that you would like to know more about, all you have to do is just leave us a note, either on our Spiritually Raw group page or under any one of the YouTube videos. We read every comment, so I promise you we'll get back with you. And with that, Jay, so this is a turn of events. Jay's actually going to introduce
We're going to give this a go here. So, Mike, so you'll let us know what you like. But anyway, we actually have, by popular demand, we have Usaba back, right? So I know a lot of you wanted to just connect with her. And we've actually also built a segment here that you're going to really enjoy today. It's called the Conspiracy Corner. And we are going to be having topics such as what's going on in today's world. But I want to catch everybody up with, if you've seen Usaba for the first time, let me give you a little background about her. She's a psychic medium and internationally well-known for insanely accurate predictions and prophecies about President Trump, Obama, the deep state manipulation, satanic cults, cryptocurrencies, aliens, political events that we're all living through right now, all of which she's predicted a long time ago. She predicted these events too. She's got a huge social media following, so you'll be able to find her everywhere. And before she leaves, she'll give us a shout out of where you can connect with her and learn more about her. But with that being said, in our segment called the Conspiracy Corner today, I would like for you to all join me in welcoming Usaba to the show. Usaba, welcome. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you today. So what's going on? So what's new in the world today?
Okay, I start with Fauci, about the coronavirus. Trump had Fauci out there, and he's now saying that the coronavirus stay-home orders will be creating irreparable damage. So all that I've been predicting, that Fauci will be working for Trump and that he will be arrested. And I believe he was arrested. He disappeared for a while. He's been saying he's in quarantine or quarantining himself or something with the quarantine thing, which is kind of a code word for arrest. And so now he's really doing things in Trump's favor. We can really see that with that statement.
So Fauci, there's always a great big question mark, even from the beginning with Fauci, because you would look at him and you would think, is he for it? Is he against it? He's connected to the World Health Organization, obviously, but isn't he also a huge funder of the World Health Organization as well?
Yes, and he has financial ties with the vaccines and with those viruses, and there's also a long history about the AIDS virus, where a lot of people say he has been involved in spreading the AIDS virus even and things like that. So he's clearly deep state. So that's all one group, like the Bill Gates, World Health Organization, Fauci, all these people out there on TV, they're all kind of working together in really not in preventing or helping people, help in preventing the virus or helping people really in spreading the virus.
So did Trump know Fauci was part of the deep state before he got involved in it, or did he not know and just let it play out itself?
No, he knew. He knew, absolutely. This is all accounted for. They knew these people are going to be arrested. This is all like a chess play. So you had these people out there on TV and basically setting their own trap. Mm-hmm. By talking, oh no, with a cure, no, we want vaccines, and just then when they charge them, they have more evidence on them where they were at.
So gotcha. when they do this chess move, if you would, what do you think if he's under house arrest right now, what do you think the end game is going to look like for Fauci? What do you think that ultimately?
He's going to go to prison.
He is going to go to prison. Now, like we mentioned before on previous episodes, will we be seeing a double of him, or will we just not see him anymore?
Not a double. No, he's not on that level of.
He's not at that level to have a clone.
The level of clones.
Poor bastard.
Eric doesn't get to that of a clone. I think this thing about this group with the who are involved in spreading the virus, and that's also Bill Gates, and they want forced vaccinations and all that. I predicted that Bill Gates has a trial coming up and he will end up in prison. And within a 2-year period, every child will know that he is in prison. I mean, there might be even something more happening in prison, but that's there to show you that he may be dragged on for a year or two, until everybody knows, okay, these people are arrested, this is what happened, they intentionally spread the virus and things like that.
I'm originally from Pennsylvania. We live in Florida now, so we're under Republican governor and a Republican senator. Mm-hmm. But I have a lot of friends and family still in Pennsylvania, and some of them are literally freaking out about, you know, all this propaganda, if you will, about having to get the vaccine. So I have a couple questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, are they actually going to be able to enforce a vaccine? And number two, what is it actually being biogenetically implanted with?
Okay, so Bill Gates has already said that what kind of vaccine he wants is, he already said he wants to put a tracking device in the vaccine, and this is what this is all about. You know, it's all about putting some sort of chip material in the vaccine, so basically they can track you or mind control you. And there's all kinds of toxins and viruses and bacteria in the vaccines that shouldn't be there, and nanoparticles and so on. And they can't do what they want to do. Okay, and that's why Trump is coming out with a clean vaccine. So basically, for those people who want a vaccine, they can get one, but people don't have to have a vaccine. It won't be mandatory.
It will not be mandated then. So you won't have that. That's good news there for a lot of those people out there.
Yeah.
And your follow-up question was, what was in it, right?
What exactly? I think she started to mention that they are, in terms of what's in it.
I think that vaccine, what I got specifically for the coronavirus, that vaccine, they put something in it that kills you within 10 years. Mm. And then number one, number two, the chip material to control you, basically the mind control you. There's nanoparticles they already put into the vaccines anyway.
Now, the clean vaccine, this is the first I've ever heard of clean vaccine. How would somebody know if they are being injected with a clean vaccine?
No, that's just going to be Trump's vaccine. Trump is coming out with a vaccine. I think he has hired a company to do it and so to make sure there's nothing bad in the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So if from a messaging standpoint for our audience and other audiences watching this, and is if it comes from Trump, then we can know that from best practices, he's done his best to ensure that's a clean vaccine if that message comes from Trump.
Exactly, because there's no interest to put all this garbage in the vaccines. That's why he's fighting the vaccines. I mean, it's not public, but he has been investigating this vaccine with Bill Gates for a while. I covered this last year. They're not going to put these nanoparticles in that chip material and all these crazy things, you know, because vaccines, it's just a dead or half dead virus. So you inject so that you're body builds immunity. Mm-hmm. That's what the vaccine is. But instead, they're putting that in there, and then they're putting all this crap in there that doesn't belong there.
Follow up with that, if I can, is so if it comes from, I want to make sure, just so we're clear with everybody there. So if it's coming from Trump or Trump's organization, then we can assume that, or be feel relatively somewhat confident that this is the cleanest vaccine that's out there. If it comes from somebody else, that's where we need to be cautious of it.
And why he wants to come out with the vaccine, because people are so brainwashed. Mm-hmm. And some people, for whatever reason, they believe in vaccines. That's fine. So he wants to have something handy so that so that those who want it, they can have it, but they don't have, you don't have to get it.
Okay, so gotcha. That makes sense. Okay, good.
It makes sense. I mean,
it makes a lot of sense.
That he would come out with that. They called him deep state. Now that, of course, it's only logical that he, the best thing to go about this is get your own vaccine, because otherwise people would be forced to get Bill Gates vaccines and all the other vaccines. They're no good, you know.
Yeah, and it's so helpful to find out like who to know to turn to, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean, so if we can all know that,
yeah, right, it gives you a sense of comfort, gives
some sense safety. Of comfort that, okay, well, if he's saying or the administration saying it, then you know this is, they've done mm-hmm. their due diligence there. I know you've been wanting to know about the masks too, right?
Yeah. The other question is the masks. I mean, when you think about it from a logical point of view, how the hell is inhaling your own CO2 24/7 healthy?
Exactly. Exactly. It's not. It's not. It's just, you know, you have to keep 6 feet distance. And that's also because they're surveilling people and they need some distance between people. That's why when people are apart. And then the mask thing is just really oppression. It's just the new world order in place. It's just telling people what to do. And I can't even imagine wearing a mask. Luckily where I live, I don't have to wear a mask.
I think I'd have a panic attack.
I know. It's like, I feel like a sheep and I wear a mask. I can't believe the few people that's in the grocery store wearing a mask. I feel like
pulling them down and being like, no, you don't have
but
to.
You know what?
I mean, you're not doing anything good. You know, it doesn't really help.
You know, there was I was watching TV the other day and I can't remember which state it was, but there was a lady and she was the only lady in a store and without a mask. And there was a bunch of people that did mask mm-hmm. and they literally started walking to her like they were like, you know, a gang mentality. I mean, they were really, oh yeah, this lady was freaking out. It was on the news. That's that kind of mentality. Yeah. I mean, do you see that kind of mentality starting to settle down and people doing it, or do we still got a ways to go where it's going to be, people are still going to be in freak out mode, you know?
Well, it's what this is, it's really mind control, you know. I mean, it's really mind control why people are like this group think, you mm-hmm. know, why people think it's a good thing. It's the television and you know, they're telling people that you have to do this for your health and all that, otherwise you're basically a bad person and all that. It's going to fade away, you know, like I've been saying with this coronavirus, it's going to fade away. It's going to be yesterday's news soon. It's just, they're holding on, they're fighting it, they're holding on, but right. It's going to go away.
You know what you just thought about?
What's that?
The mask. If you think about it, you're
really left stuck on this mask.
Well, I'm thinking about,
she's stuck on the mask.
I am, because I really want to go down and pull it down.
You can't
do that.
Yeah, you can't walk up.
Do you think it's like a metaphor of the deep state trying to make people be like, shut up, you can't speak, because you're covering your throat chakra. So maybe also, you know, because everything is so symbolic, you know, they have all these millions or hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people covering their voice box, plus shutting people down vocally.
Yeah, exactly. Blocking people, blocking your voice, shut up, you know?
Yeah, shut up, exactly.
Plus, I think like you were alluding to, you know, like kind of like the staying 6 feet apart kind of thing. I think it mm-hmm. also...
Well, that's what made me think about it. 6 feet apart and shut up.
Yeah, well, it also identifies who's for you, who's drinking your Kool-Aid. You know what
that's
I mean? If they got a mask,
too.
Then you could pretty much, okay, well, they believe my message, right?
Right.
So I would think from there. You know, I want to circle back to something we said on our previous episodes, and I wanted to ask your opinion on this. You know, with the concept, if you would, about, you know, people are getting these stimulus checks and everything, and then mm-hmm. there's people trying to say, okay, we're going to get checks every month. Now, number one, do you see that happening still, where there's still going to be more coming out? And my follow-up question behind that is, if it does mm-hmm. happen, is that going to lead us into socialism?
Oh, that's a good, you know, that's a good question. But, you know, I feel really that the white hats, the patriots, they thought of everything. You know, they don't want to just have all loans forgiven and just pay off all credit cards and just give people a handout and things like that. They could be, let's say if everybody will get a monthly payment in America every month, maybe there will be a stipulation that you still have to go to work or something like that.
Mm.
You know,
you.
Yeah, they thought of everything, you know, because otherwise, if you just get a monthly payment every month, why do you?
What's the incentive?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they thought of all that.
You know, I saw on one of your tweets, I think it was yesterday, that you are feeling really, really, really good financially about what's coming around the bend in the next year. Are you seeing like roses and rainbows? Is it, you know, the stock market going to take off? Is it going to just increase at a good rate?
Yeah, the stock market, you know, I've been saying when it crashed that it would go back up, and it did. And it's going to be higher by end of this year. So it recovered actually pretty quickly when you think about it. And those are gold and silver.
Incredibly.
But now it's, I've been just buying some more gold and silver coins, and I had to pay a lot more than I paid like a year ago, you know. It's really going well. And yeah, I see the real estate market and the stock market. I mean, it depends which area you go in. Of course, for the real estate market, there's some places they inflated and they may have issues. But I see it actually going really well.
That's great news.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The stock market will be a very strong year next year.
Do you think the stock market, for the most part, I mean, obviously you have your ups and your downs and your dips, but do you think for the most part, as long as Trump is in, that it will always maintain and grow, as opposed to just, you know, you hear some people, oh, it's going to crash down to 15,000, it may even drop to 10,000.
Will that happen, you think, before it gets better? Will it go down to maybe that low 15,000 before
it goes up again? It goes down again? No. I think this year it's going to go higher, and then next year it's going to be a really good year.
Got it. And same with silver and gold, you think?
Yeah, silver and gold. It's gonna go higher too, yeah. But it's relatively slow with silver and gold. I mean, a lot of people have expected silver and gold to be much higher by at this point, but it's still comparable to cryptocurrencies that they jump up and down. You know, it's relatively slow, but at some point it will take a jump. But perhaps not this year, but it will go up.
Do you think that? Because there's a lot of, you know, chitter chatter about gold-backed currency. Do you think that Trump will do that, initiate it, or already maybe have it in the works already?
Yeah, I think theoretically we are already on the gold standard, and it just I heard the new notes that come out, and already banks are giving up the new notes that look different. They have a little bit of gold in it already, so a lot of these things are passed secretly. The reset, you know, where we go to gold standard, it had different phases. We had some phases last year. I also talked about that. And now this year, there's another phase coming up. I felt like after the shutdown, there's going to be the gold standard, but it doesn't mean it's going to be announced. But now we're on the gold standard. It's just that they're just doing it.
It just will naturally come out.
Maybe they talk a little bit about it.
That's cool. I can see that. Instead of making a big you know, parade about it.
So, as we wind down here, I wanted to just ask you, because I know this is on a lot of people's minds when they hear John F. Kennedy Jr., how far, as you look at it today, how far away do you think that we are from maybe seeing or feeling that presence and saying, okay, wow, there he is?
I think it's coming up. It's the next big thing, you know, it's coming up.
How do you wrap your head around that? Wow.
It's possible that, you know, maybe there will be some events, and then he will be just in the crowd, and maybe people take some pictures, or he's like somewhat on camera, and then
how do you explain that one?
How what do you mean explain?
Are closed off, that are like, that's the most craziest thing I ever heard, and next thing you know, oh no, you know what, he faked his own death. How would the media, for lack of a better term, even roll something like that out to make it digestible?
It's going to be the news of the century, I would imagine, right?
Well, I think there is, maybe it won't be such a shock because the rumors have been going around that he is alive.
That is true.
And like we've seen yesterday on Twitter, you actually showed me something that they're putting on a, they were talking about these fallen soldiers, and then on a gravestone, it's that JFK Jr. Just put something like this in the picture. I mean, if people don't see it, they subconsciously gets absorbed, and then you subconsciously get used to the thought that he is actually what, JFK Jr., what's going on with him? So also last year, we've seen a lot of magazines bring up his story again. And I think they were planning on him coming out last year too. And then somehow he was hurt and they couldn't do it for safety reason. But this year, it's definitely coming out.
It's really starting to buzz now too. Like it was dripping out last year, but it seems like it's picked up a tremendous amount of momentum. And even in the past 30 to 60 days,
you know, it's interesting. Just the biggest skeptics in the world, at least the ones I know anyway, they're more and more like, you know, I just went to pick up something from the mailbox place today and the guy's pretty skeptic. But he started talking to me and he's like, all this stuff starting to, he goes, I'm seeing it happening. He goes, I can't believe in my lifetime, I'm actually these things that are being said, because he's saying before, he says, you know, there's always been things said along history. And you're like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But he goes, this time we're living in, these things that are being said are just coming true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're just seeing them. Mm-hmm. We're all seeing it, which is why we're doing the show. But it's wild.
Yeah, a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people waking up.
You know what, talking about that, I wanted to ask you real quick, and I know everybody, I am going to butcher this, so please forgive me in advance. The Hydra...
Call it H.
The H. I'm just going to call it the H.
The H pill.
The H pill.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I can say
I've heard, or I've been hearing recently, that it is connected to the pineal gland, opening it up, in so to speak. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, yeah, apparently it does so much more than just killing virus and helping with malaria. It also helps with lupus, and it's like this miracle cure. And what's so funny is that it actually comes from a bark, from the rainforest. And there's a lot of rainforest herbs that cure cancer, cat's claw, pelargon. They also come from a bark. And so there's a lot of remedies like that, you know, and you get in the right form. There's a lot of diseases that can be cured. And I feel like it has a cleansing effect a little bit, you know.
That would be incredible.
But it's not like the blast maybe that some people are thinking, where you just take it and it just all of a sudden you can see everything, kind of like how you see things. It's not like that, right? So it just helps
a little bit to see things
moving
more
along,
clear. Yeah,
more along.
It's still really good though.
Yeah, it's kind of like maybe with the fluoride that builds up in the pineal gland.
Yeah.
Maybe people have like a more foggy vision; they can't see clearly, and then you kind of remove. It's like you can't see clearly, and then you put glasses on, and you can see. You know, when you have bad eyes, something like that.
You know, there's always so much we want to talk about with you. And I'm glad we're creating a segment to have you come back and back again for you. So you see, we just committed you to coming back and back. But I wanted to ask you, speaking of food, do you think there's going to be some sort of regulation that changes the food? Because I think most people can agree that the food we have
sucks.
Here in the United States is absolutely just, I mean, you wouldn't want to really give to people. You know what I mean? I mean, with the ingredients and everything, that the things there, do you see any regulation?
The coloring, the GMOs,
the coloring, the GMOs, all that stuff, the pesticides that they're, the hormones and the chickens and all that. Do you think there's going to be a point in our times where they'll ban it and let that all go to the wayside, so we can actually start living healthy?
That's going to happen. That's going to happen in Trump's second term. You know,
that'll happen second term.
They're going to address those things, yeah. Because they're putting all these toxins and coloring in the food that also coincides with mind control. So they're using that to mind control the coloring or sweets or sugar. You know, it's all done by design, or GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all by really mind control. And
yeah, I hope so. I'd like to see that. I would really love
Absolutely.
To see
of
just
of all things that would be like high priority.
Just to see people not, because you see that stuff and you look at it and it's just like, man, that's just so wrong.
It is
to
wrong.
Let that people have to eat that way, and you have to pay a lot extra to get something that apparently is clean, and who knows what that is also.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the
you
day.
Really don't.
Utsava, it's always a privilege to have you here.
Yeah.
Is there anything else
in?
You'd like to share with us that we may
that
not
we
have
missed?
Tapped on today? On your special day?
Well, and something else. Joe Biden. Talk about Joe Biden.
Yeah,
yes,
sure. Bring him out there. That's a good one.
That's always a winner.
There was
poor guy.
So the real Joe Biden, okay, has been arrested last year, and he's on the other side. Okay, he's dead.
He's the real Joe. Okay,
he's on the other side. Yeah, wow. This is a clone. And we have seen a lot of clone malfunction going on. So he's talking all this. So people say he's saying it out, but no, that's just clone malfunction. He just said, he said things like, you can vote for me or you can vote for the other Joe Biden or
exactly.
Something similar. He said recently again about I'm running against Joe Biden.
Right.
Things exactly. like that. Like,
and, oh, and he said, I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
My gosh,
it's just
poor guy.
Crazy. It's just all crazy.
Or poor thing, whatever
and then,
it is.
And then he's actually for over 70 days, he's in his basement now. So
crazy.
Doesn't anybody wonder what is he doing in his basement? So that gives you an idea. They're putting the clones in the basement. but he's arrested, obviously. He's been charged, So now they're arresting the clones. The real people have already been arrested, but there's more charges filed. And these are more the public arrests now happening.
And so can I ask you a quick question
on the
about like his wife, for example, and their children? Is his wife or are his the wife and the children, are they clones too? Or do they know that he's a clone and they're just going along with the charade?
They're going along with it because that would be damaging to their reputation if they would. What are they going to do? Say, oh yeah, my dad was arrested and he was executed because he was a bad guy. They're not going to say that. They just go along with the narrative. Oh, everything is fine and nothing is going on here.
How do they? What's so baffling to me is how they've got to know. Meaning the Democratic Party, they've got to know that this is the worst possible idea of a candidate that they could possibly put out there. Who in their right mind would want to vote for him? What's the real end game? They got to know he can't win, right? You can't look at that.
Water fraud. They're hoping to do water fraud.
Oh, the vote. Yeah.
Have the mail-in ballots, and the Democrats have received 2 or 3 mail-in ballots, and the Republicans only one. So they're
So they're trying to pull it off with the vote. So
they want to. But Trump is going to go after these people for water fraud. I mean, that's another problem they will have. They're going to be criminally charged and they're investigating all these people. So they're not going to get away with this, And also, Ellen was outside. She was outside and she had the mask on. And then she had you could see the leg. She had no ankle bracelet, but it was not her. Everybody agreed it was not her because she's on the house arrest too. And also Joe Biden has been seen outside with a black mask. I mean, that's like Antifa's signal, it's a black mask.
Yes,
and it's obviously not him. And even Trump made a comment and he was saying something about indicating, I can't repeat it exactly.
I saw a tweet that he said he actually looks better.
It looks better,
he
looks better. His phone looks
better
or something like that.
Right, this one looks better.
Like indicating it could be somebody else. And I think it was really not him.
Yeah.
And Ellen too, she was wearing this mask and everybody agreed it's not her. Like she's also on the house arrest.
She's on the house arrest too.
Is there gonna be a point in time that all these clones, is it gonna be like common knowledge or is it gonna be a household word? It's just a clone.
Last year when I started talking about these things, like I said, Christmas that Obama, Hillary and so on, they've been arrested and then that the tribunals and I said what's going to happen and then some people got out of prison, had a plea deal, went back arrested and things like that. Others were executed and so on. And then there were doubles out there. And then my followers, they started, they know I've been right. So they don't just, what a crazy thing are you talking about? They're researching and they're looking. It's like, yeah, I looked at Hillary Clinton. It's really not her. And you're right. And they're watching things and they're seeing it. But a lot of people who don't know me and didn't know I was reliable didn't necessarily believe me. But this year, a lot of people believe the clone story and
noticed
that the doubles out there. I think the word is going to spread more and more. Yeah. And next year, the majority of people may know that these are doubles and they had to do it for a safety reason that way that they already arrested them actually before and investigations have been going on all along and things like that. So
well, I could say one thing, you're already famous Utsava psychic medium, but when JFK Jr. steps out and people can see it, you're going to take famous to a whole other level, because people are going to be like, I will believe whatever she says on my dying day.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when the predictions come through, and then conveniently YouTube shuts me down at the same time.
Right.
But still, the word still spreads, and people are like, hey, wait a minute, she said this a year ago.
I made
a video about JFK Jr., what is like 2 years ago, and I just, it's on BitChute actually. And I explained everything, how it all went about 20 years ago, and how he made a plan with Trump and so on.
Can I ask you something with the deep state, as you know, and a lot of people know about what's happening with yourself and a lot of messengers out there that they're getting shut down or trying to get them to shut down. Is there anybody from the, maybe should I refer to it as like the white hat or the good guys, or has anybody tried to reach out to you from that level to say, hey, you know, kind of like, okay,
we're behind you,
and how do you really know this? You know what I mean? And like, is there anybody that's actually kind of reached out there?
No, unfortunately, not too much. I mean, but I did over a year ago on Christmas, when they were arrested and so on, they predicted they would be arrested. They posted, the QAnon group had a military tribunal website. And like Joanne and Kian, and they posted some sort of a website with a lot of videos, and they posted my videos there too. So that was
that's great. Wow, that's great. Great.
And then I also had a lot of there's bits and pieces, but I had a lot of military people actually contact me who work at Gatmo, and just military people that have inside information, and they're like, how do you know all that stuff? Do you know JFK Jr.? So do you have inside information? Because I know this because I'm working in the military, but you shouldn't normally know these things. And they had them also, I had also a lot of these people contact me. And then sometimes I would say things in my videos, and it's happened quite a few times. And then they actually, Trump did it. Like I suggested things, like how he should handle the tweets. It's like, oh, don't do this, you should do that. That's what I'm getting. And then he did it. Or one time I said, I really got this prophetic information. It would really make an impression if he could, next interview Trump, mention the word chemtrails. Because, you know, I had never said anything about chemtrails.
I remember that word.
And then like a few days later, Mike Pence had an interview and he said, yeah, these chemtrails, I really don't like them, and it kind of bothers me too. I mean, it was like the first time they said something, and things like that, things like that. Or
when you become the U.S. press secretary in the next term, can you remember to mention Spiritually Raw? And I'll send you the logo.
I will not forget you.
Yeah, no, well, because I wanted to make sure, because I'll send you the logo.
I'm at the White House.
And then when you're doing the White House, just make sure it's underneath the sign, like right above the sign. I think it'll look nicer. We'll figure out where to put it.
I put a sign, Spiritually Raw.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah, Utsava, it's always such a pleasure to be with you here today. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that part of yourself. I know it does take a lot, and you put yourself out there a lot. So
a lot of energy.
So again, thank you very much. We're going to put links where everybody can connect with you also, but would you like to share how people can connect with you, help support what you got going on?
Yeah, I tweet a lot. I post things also on Gab, on When We Go One, We Go All website. I post videos on YouTube. I have a new channel after they keep shutting me down. I have something going on BitChute. I have problems uploading, but other people upload my videos too. And you can find my videos there as well as on the Patreon.
Yep, right on, everybody.
And my website is www.utsava.net.
No, you got it. And we'll have links for you, everybody, here. So, Utsava, thank you very much. Bless you and enjoy your day. You okay, we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
God, don't you love her?
Yes,
I do. Yeah, right on. That's great.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate so much. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.